Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington. And hopefully you're all off to a really great start and a great commute. All right, Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Got all sorts of thrashing to do today,
yes.
Especially since yesterday, one of the greatest events of the year was taking place at in Congress with the FBI, the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, finally being questioned, being forced to answer questions by the Oversight Committee, and so we've got a clip here. From the opening statement from Representative Jim Jordan. And, that was quite the interesting info. And it's not over yet.
Right.
We'll be playing some clips from that tomorrow because, boy, is that guy evasive.
They're all slippery, slimy little fish.
Oh,
and I'll tell
boy.
You what, including old Mayorkas, which reminds me also, first of all, NATO, Ukraine didn't happen. We're all like, whew, okay, good. Because they were talking about this little sneaky surprise that they were going to try during the NATO summit. And,
right.
But several of them actually were hoping for that. But a couple of them, they didn't have the support that Ukraine had hoped for. So that was a big deal yesterday. And it went in our favor so far. But the other thing, too, is the Epoch Times came out with an article that the House Republicans are contemplating a bill that would eliminate the DHS Secretary Mayorkas' salary over his failure to deal with the border crisis.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, now that sounds sweet, but the comments in this their Twitter feed, exactly what we've been saying. Everybody's saying, stop contemplating and start doing it.
Yes, exactly.
Quit talking. And comment after comment after comment. The whole thing is, we're tired of hearing you tell us what you're going to do.
That's right.
Now do it.
Yep.
Quit talking about it. And that's what we're just really sick of. But, I mean, you have to talk about it first. You have to hold them to the fire. Let them convict themselves with their own words.
Right.
In the court of public opinion. Then you can see that these people are deserving of what's coming. Then you implement your plan. You announce, we're coming after you. This is what we're going to do. Then you have to do it.
That's right.
And that's what we want to see next. So,
well, exactly, because it's well past time for them to be in jail. This this commie coup has gone on long enough, and this is the result. All of these, the bottom line ends up being that all of these little children are being trafficked and killed, and they disappear because of that reason. And so,
that's right.
And until we get this halted, they're going to be continuing to be sacrificed at the cost of an open border.
You know, there is a wonderful story that came out, and it's from the Gateway Pundit out of Montana. Somebody who gets it. This is based on exactly what you're talking about and exactly the book that you wrote, 444, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, is the solution. And all it takes is somebody to do it. But listen to this. The Montana State Library withdraws from the American Library Association, and they made a statement. Listen to this. During their meeting, Commissioner Tom Burnett requested a letter be sent to the ALA clarifying that, quote, our oath of office and resulting duty to the Constitution forbids association with an organization led by a Marxist.
That's right.
Any other form of governance is a violation of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 makes it illegal.
Yep.
So if you have an organization that's heading libraries or anything ran by elected officials who took an oath, and they're taking marching orders from someone who is sworn to Marxism?
Or from the UN or from China or right. anybody else.
But they did it. They didn't talk about it. They didn't complain about it. They actually recognized it for what it was and took action.
Well, now God they've bless them.
Pulled themselves of it because it's a violation of the Constitution, specifically Article 4, Section 4.
It's about time.
Yep. So there's a victory right there. Good job. Somebody understands their oath and the Constitution and Marxism and the relationship between the whole three. There isn't a relationship.
It's about time.
Right.
Good yep. grief. And so, like I said, I was going to point out a little bit more today about different attributes to be watching on the horizon for in your communities about finding these pedophiles, these child traffickers, maybe even in your local area, because there are symptoms that can be found. And I've got a couple of cases to refer to, and we could cover that after the break as well.
Absolutely. Or maybe even before the break, if we have time.
That's right. We'll see.
we'll see. But let's do that. Let's get into the word of the day now. And make sure we leave ourselves plenty of time and start off grounded in the Word. What That's a great right. way to start the day.
Yep, for sure. Okay, so the Word of the Day for Thrash Akami Thursday comes to us from a continuation of Hebrews chapter 11, this time verses 30 through 40 and the first two verses of 12, and we're done. And it starts under the title, By Faith They Overcame. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace.
Yeah.
And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still, others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's it.
Faith.
Yeah. Faith. They did all of those things. And so if somebody calls you a name, laugh at them. Laugh at them, because our ancestry of Christian brothers and sisters, they faced much worse than being called names.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. Sticks and stones may break my bones, right?
And
but names will never hurt me.
And those that are in the kingdom that are honored, I mean, the first couple of verses that you mentioned, you're listing people who had major faults.
Right.
You know, Solomon.
Rahab.
David, Rahab, who was a prostitute.
Yep.
You know, which is kind of funny. I heard a sermon one time, and this pastor, he was like, well, she was listed as a prostitute here, but she was probably, it was probably that she was just a innkeeper. I'm like,
actually, yeah, that's actually true. That interpretation can be taken both ways,
yeah.
but scholars have deduced that it is actually prostitute.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it's, look, God can use anybody, and they're honored for their faith. that's what gets them into the kingdom.
Well, that's what gives them the ability to be tortured, to be killed, to be
Their lives.
Yeah, to suffer great peril to themselves.
Yep. And so that's what gets them. It's their faith that gets them into their kingdom. It doesn't mean unscrupulous behavior is. I mean, that's obviously you have to repent from that.
Right.
Right. But God can use anybody.
Yes.
And it's not like this person stopped doing this other thing, so they're going to be, in the hall of faith, honored. No, it's their faith that got the honor.
Right.
That's just.
That's right. Stepping out boldly, no matter what the cost was to themselves. Yep.
Keep the faith.
Yep.
Don't let your faith be shaken. Double down on your faith.
Yes. In fact, if
your faith in him.
Right. In fact, if you're ever faced with any kind of those circumstances, faced with lions, if you're faced with beheading, if you're faced with any horrible thing, count that as a badge of honor and do it boldly.
That's right.
And, you might even just say, do your worst.
Do your best.
Stand there boldly. You might make it into that kind of hall of fame with the people of the greatest faith.
Right. Don't encourage them to do their worst, but.
Well, bring it. Bring it. You've got God. Yeah. You've got God, and don't forget it.
Well, God will get you through anything. That's for sure.
That's right.
Keep the faith in him. And that was really cool because when you came across this scripture, it's exactly what you were looking for.
Yes.
And the scripture was in your mind?
Oh, No. That's a different one. That's for later part in when we're talking about the traffickers. I'll bring it up again.
All right. I thought this was the scripture that you just opened and it went right to.
I did do that, but that's a different scripture.
Okay. I didn't know that. All right. Well, very cool. Well, thank you for that. And that scripture is?
That, again, is Hebrews chapter 11. And the first two verses of 12, and it started in verse 30, went through 40, and the first two verses of 12.
Sheesh. I'm going to have to hit pause and rewind and listen to that again.
Right.
All right. Well, that's why you guys get the advantage of doing that. If you're on Podbean, you can just keep replaying and re-listening and pausing. And
that's right.
And that's how you can listen to us, too. RadioFreeRedoubt.podbean.com. If you missed the live show.
That's right. We archive every show. And so every show for over three years now, you could go back and listen to any of those episodes if you cared to.
That's right. Yep. Okay. Let's go ahead and take that break then. And we'll come back. Not quite enough time to get into the child trafficking story. Some of the warning signs that we're going to talk about when we come back.
That's right.
You need to be aware of in your communities. It can happen anywhere. No community is exempt. All right, guys, sit tight. We'll be back right after this.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Well, welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the morning commute here on this fine Thrash-a-commie Thursday. And this segment is brought to you by KD Armor, serious body armor for serious times, and the Christian patriot-owned business, of course. And the website is catiarmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, let's address these kind of warning signs that we're seeing with the child trafficking.
Yes, that's right. And this is, we'll have to remember that this is a horrifying thing, but thank goodness things are starting to happen in the right direction.
Yeah.
And don't lose hope, because seriously, look at Christopher Wray is now being grilled by Congress for what he's done wrong. People are going to be brought to justice, and they are being brought to justice.
Yep.
And so this whole thing with the child trafficking, that is starting to get the recognition that it finally needs. So that's very good news.
Absolutely.
And for instance, I saw that there's a case with a guy named Andrew Tate, who they're calling Epstein 2.0. Now, this guy is a kickboxer who is also being charged with massive operation of child trafficking and trafficking of young women, who actually picked up from the U.S. and moved over to Romania because the rape laws are the most lax in Romania.
Wow.
And so this Andrew Tate is, he's the son of Emery Tate, who worked for the CIA and who had been diagnosed with narcissist personality disorder.
Oh,
and listening
to
this guy talk, this Andrew Tate, he's like, this is the stone cold dead heart that we're talking about, that you have to be a trafficker. And what I found shocking about this was that Tate is in the raid where they arrested him and his top two assistant traffickers. They also arrested Luana Radu and Georgiana Nahel, and they are being charged with very, very serious child trafficking
crimes. Now, where
crimes
did this
as
arrest
well.
Take place?
So this happened in Romania.
Okay.
And they're having to be extradited and go before the judges right now. So their cases are well underway. And so the strange part is that these two women, Luana and Georgiana, are being referred to as Andrew's angels, right? Well, because they look absolutely stunning. They look like they belong on a runway. They look like supermodels. And yet these women that are the primary kidnappers of all of these children, they talk nicely to these little kids. They convince them that they're trustworthy.
Yep.
And then they're snatched.
I'll make you famous.
Yep.
Just, I would like you to invite you to an audition.
Yeah, that's right. That kind of thing. And these women operate quite a bit through social media apps like TikTok.
Right.
And so these women, these glorious looking women on these apps are doing horrific things to little kids.
Right.
And so we just want to point out that beware of what you're looking at, and beware of what your kids are looking at, because I would have never guessed in a million years that a child trafficker looked like a supermodel. And so these women, this whole sting operation, they're being extradited and they are being brought back to the United States, where they are facing charges due to these international child trafficking laws that the DOJ suddenly has deemed unimportant.
Yes. It's not an area of concern for us any longer, so we're removing those portions from our website.
Well, imagine that, because all the people affiliated through them are now going to have these laws applied to them. So what a coincidence in the timing there. And so another impetus for us to oust this commie coup DOJ infiltration, presidential infiltration, you know, all of it.
Well, one thing that's good that's come out of this, I mean, you know, the silver lining is that all of the pedophile defenders are putting their heads up.
Right.
Because
exactly.
Look at the attacks against, like, the Sound of Freedom, the reason why they're attacking it.
Right.
Right. And so this is perfect. Let them identify themselves.
Right.
Let the pedophile defenders.
Come on out while you're being so brazen.
Yep.
We're taking notes.
Thank you for raising your hand. Thank you for painting yourself.
Exactly. And so people have been asking, how is that possible that women that look like that could possibly be involved in such horror? These women need to be hung. And they need the death penalty out
yep.
of Florida. And sure enough, they had better have it coming. Because they have the same problem. They're narcissists. It's a narcissist. It's not just I'm real self-centered. No. This is an actual personality disorder.
Yeah.
This is way more than just I'm self-centered. This is NPD, narcissist personality disorder with cold-blooded hearts. They have
yes.
no feeling, and all they're concerned about is money and wealth for themselves.
That's right.
At the expense of everybody else. And these are the verses that apply to a narcissist personality disorder. This comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Listen to this. It says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was."
Amen to that. That's the scripture you had in mind, and
yes.
you went straight to.
Oh my gosh. I need to find 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm not kidding, it opened right to the page.
Yeah.
And so the Lord has his hand in it for sure.
You know, it also reminds me of, I mean, this guy, obviously, but this applies to so many people, high profile.
Yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
This just came up from LifeSite News. Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, Muslim, says Muslims should embrace solidarity with the LGBTQ movement. All right. This is an antichrist spirit. The people
right.
that are harming children, the people that are, you know, these narcissistic people like
right.
you're talking about.
Yep.
This, and boy, if there's anybody more narcissistic than Ilhan Omar, I don't know. But I mean, that
probably
violates
Rachel Levine.
That violates Islam.
Right.
You know, I mean, so really it doesn't violate one premise, and that is all of it is antichrist.
Right.
You know, whether it's Islam, whether it's the LGBTQ, or the children and trafficking of women, slaves, all of it is an antichrist spirit, or multiple spirits. But
right.
definitely it's a war against God,
yep.
the true God. And wow, so that's...
Right, yeah. There's a really good sermon I watched, too, about the 8 demonic spirits associated with a narcissist personality.
Mm.
I thought was quite revealing. You might look that up on YouTube for yourself, because we don't have time to cover it here. But
we don't. We're about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, we got to jump to the. We've got Jim Jordan's opening statement from the Oversight Committee, where they are about ready to lay it down on Christopher Wray.
Good.
As the National School Board Association apologized for the letter, but the Attorney General refuses to rescind his directive. The FBI did rescind, thank goodness, the Richmond Catholic Memorandum, but they refuse to tell Congress who wrote it and who approved it. And Mr. Houck, when he got his day in court, he was acquitted by a jury of his peers. American speech is censored. Parents are called terrorists. Catholics are called radicals. And I haven't even talked about the spying that took place of a presidential campaign or the raiding of a former president's home. But maybe what's more frightening is what happens if you come forward and tell Congress. If you're a whistleblower, come tell the legislature, come tell the Congress what's going on. Look out. You will be retaliated against. Ask Garrett O'Boyle, who told Congress about these issues. Took his clearance, they took his pay, they took his kids' clothes. Ask Gary Shapley, 14-year veteran at the IRS, handled some of the biggest international tax fraud cases at the agency. He comes forward, and the Justice Department kicks him off the case. But here's what's truly unbelievable. Here's what's amazing. With all that history, with all that, the Justice Department, the FBI, want the taxpayers they censored, the parents they labeled, the pro-life Catholics they called radical, they want them to pay for a new FBI headquarters. And they want FISA reauthorization of the 702 program in its current form. It's in the director's opening statement. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There are 204,000 reasons why Republicans will oppose FISA reauthorization in its current form. 204,000 times the FBI improperly searched the 702 database. And unlike the FBI censorship in the court's opinion that was focused on conservatives, the FBI's illegal scrutiny wasn't just limited to conservatives. BLM supporters were illegally scrutinized by the FBI as well. And I hope our Democrat friends will join us in opposing reauthorization of Section 702 the way it's currently done. And I think they will. And I hope they will work with us in the appropriations process to stop the weaponization of the government against the American people and end this double standard that exists now in our justice system. That I yield to the gentleman.
Oh, that's awesome. Just let them have it.
That's right.
Let them have it.
Yep.
Okay, but now it's follow-up. Follow-up time.
That's right. Charge them.
Yep.
Charge them with the crimes.
Make your move. Quit talking about it. Quit contemplating. Quit wagging your finger and threatening them and shaming them. Go for their throats.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, you have just an awesome, blessed day. And thanks for being out there. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash Akami Thursday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.
Director Ray has turned the Federal Bureau of Investigation into the personal police force of Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland. It is wholly unacceptable for the FBI director or any civil officer to use their power in a way that targets one political class and favors another. Ray has used Soviet-style tactics in his targeting of average Americans and placed threat tags on everyone from pro-life groups to traditional Catholics. He even sent armed agents to the home of President Donald Trump, who is also the current frontrunner in the Republican presidential election, in a politically motivated raid to influence an upcoming election, all while shielding the current Democrat president's vile son from a criminal probe. Ray is using his extremely powerful law enforcement role for political purposes. He must be impeached.
Lots of parts of the world are exacerbating the problem right now. But when you have bombs going off and you have damage to septic tanks or to power centers, etc., you have an enormous release of greenhouse gas, of methane, of, you know, all of the family of greenhouse gases. And the result is it's adding to the problem. I'm not, you know, believe me, that's the fight in Ukraine is a fight that we have to make, that the world has to make. The values at stake are enormously important to all of us. So I'm not suggesting by any fashion that this is not a fight we shouldn't be involved in. But I am saying that there are ancillary impacts as a result of it.